the word's been out for more than a week now that Lynchburg School Superintendent Scott Brabrand was headed to Fairfax County to become superintendent there. But last night, the Fairfax County School Board confirmed Scott Brabrand as the division superintendent of Fairfax County Public Schools for the period of July 10th, 2017 to July 10th, 2021. Reading that off the Fairfax County School Board website. And Scott Brabrand joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Brian.
Morning.
Wow. So you've been a frequent guest on our show and a friend of the program, and we were as surprised as everybody to get the news last week. And I have to say, I was telling my kids when they got home from school, and one of my sons is friends with your sons, and I told him, thinking maybe he had heard already, and he looked at me with his big eyes, and he said, "Well, does his family know?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I hope he's told his family, since he's told everybody else that he's, you know, that he's leaving to go to Fairfax County. I hope his family knows at this point too." Your family knew, right?
Oh yes, the family was involved from the beginning, and it's a hard decision for both me and my family. Lynchburg has embraced us and has loved us, and I have loved this city school system, and public education in Lynchburg is just strong and wonderful. It's just hard, as any Lynchburger knows, not to resist the call of going back home, and Fairfax is where I started my career, and I get to really go back and finish my career where I started, and that's a hard thing. That's a hard thing not to do, but we've loved it here. My family, my boys, have had a great public education in Lynchburg City Schools, as have many others, and I think the framework for success is in place. We're getting better. We're not perfect, but we are headed in the right direction, and I'm confident that that direction is going to continue moving forward for Lynchburg City Schools.
So Fairfax County is the largest school system in Virginia, 10th largest in the country, 188,000 students.
Only 20 times as many as Lynchburg.
Right, twice as many students as the population of Lynchburg, for goodness sake. I mean, that's a daunting task for you.
Well, you know what? And I have to say that I think scale is one of the things that people talk about. But honestly, the issues that face Lynchburg are the same issues that face systems that are bigger or even smaller. All the issues in public education are the same today, creating equal opportunity for every kid. The reality is there are more kids, but there's also more staff to assist. And I'm confident that the work that we've done in Lynchburg can be applied at scale elsewhere. It's about defining what good instruction is. It's about supporting and selecting good principals to lead excellent teachers in classrooms. And frankly, it's also about a supportive community that embraces public education. And that's what we've had in Lynchburg City. People love the school system. We've acknowledged where we need to get better, but we've also celebrated where we're wonderful. And of course, it's been an amazing year, a year of champions. So many of our kids succeeding academically, a 67% acceptance rate at UVA, a 73% acceptance rate at Tech, state champions in track, and maybe even boys lacrosse on tap. So just an amazing place with amazing people, and it is truly hard to leave. But I've loved the system, and I have felt the love from so many here over the last week and, frankly, over the last 5 years.
Speaking with Scott Brabrand, at least for another a month or so, or at least a month until he takes the job in Fairfax, I guess, really is more accurate to Lynchburg City School Superintendent. The Washington Post, writing about this, notes that since you have been in Lynchburg, third graders passing math and reading exams, it's up by double digits, also gains for eighth graders in math and reading, but still Lynchburg does suffer from a serious achievement gap between black and white students. Do you think that is going to continue to get the gap will be closed?
Right. I think over the fall, as the state reviews results, we're going to have more good news to share in Lynchburg City Schools about this work. We're also still going to acknowledge a few places where we just fell short. That's the honest truth. We're moving in the right direction. It is very, very, people want instant fixes in our society today, whether it's public schools or government or businesses, and we have to. I think the challenge today is to move faster than we ever have before. People are less patient, frankly, and And in some ways, they deserve to be less patient. People want to see results. But some of the issues that we're dealing with in our society, quick fix is elusive. If there were one, it would have already been done. It requires more collaboration and more communication. And if I have to leave anything for Lynchburg or, frankly, any community in Virginia or the country today, we need more folks on the field and less spectators and less critics. Anyone can sit and watch the game. Anyone can sit and criticize the game. But only a few, and frankly what we need is the many, out on the field giving their best, winning in many places and sometimes falling short, but out in the game. And public education is still the bedrock of American democracy. No less than Thomas Jefferson is the one that established public education in Virginia. He knew that this would be the only institution devoted to getting everybody across the line. And a democracy requires an informed citizenry. So I hope more people continue to participate. The city's Poverty to Progress was an amazing turnout just over a month ago. The work we're doing in the schools, the work the city of Lynchburg is doing under Mayor Foster and Vice Mayor Tweedy, I'm confident the frameworks are in place for continued advancement of this city and the school system.
Now, we talked with you last year when the test scores came out and showed this achievement gap between black and white students. One of the measures you took to address that, I believe you told us it was modeled after a program in Roanoke. It was the Empowerment Academy. How has that gone in the last year or so?
You know what? We are graduating our Empowerment Academy graduates. I think it's June 12th on Monday at Heritage High School in the Forum. We graduated some actually back in January. I think we're off to a very, very good start. We are building partnerships with the Empowerment Academy and others. Vector Space, which is a local makerspace group. We have one kid we've made an arrangement to take welding, which we've never offered before in Lynchburg City Schools, but we've created a partnership with CVCC to do that. We're going to really use Empowerment Academy to become a driver in workforce development for this city, and I'm so excited that we've, again, put a framework in place that's going to produce results. We're off to a good first year, and we hope to continue to build that program just like Roanoke has done over the last several years.
Now, something that you've tried to work on since you've been superintendent is increasing the diversity of the workforce with the schools, especially in administration, whether it's at the main building or principals, that sort of thing. Is the staff significantly more diverse, and is that important?
Yes, it is. It is important. It's critically important. And we are more diverse in our administrative ranks in particular than we were 5 years ago. We still have work to do, frankly, to continue to get teachers of various backgrounds, particularly teachers of color, to come to Lynchburg when they have so many options all over the country. But part of it is I have become a believer that the two biggest things that pull people to Lynchburg, first, it's family ties, connections to family, the long, long history that Lynchburg has, and getting back to folks' roots. And the other connection is our wonderful universities. We have Lynchburg College, we have Liberty University, Randolph College, CVCC, and just across the water, Sweetbriar. Those are some of our biggest selling points to get educators here. And I think we've got to double down on celebrating the lifestyle that we have in Lynchburg, which I can assure you is I'm house hunting now in Fairfax. The cost of living here rivals anything on the East Coast of the United States. And we've got to put that out more. And the quality of life for families and for young people. It's just an amazing city. And the more that we celebrate our positive aspects, the more we're going to get people to really take a deep look at Lynchburg and Central Virginia.
Tell us your thoughts when you first came to Lynchburg and you saw the old Heritage High School.
You know, the first thought was, bomb. I did wonder, did this community value public education? And the truth is, when I had left the system, that if there was one school that looked like EC Glass and another school that looked like Heritage, there would have been people in the streets. What I can delightfully say is this community rose to the occasion with leadership from the school board, with leadership from city council, working together, the school board and city council, made Heritage High School a reality. And I was lucky enough to be here at the right time to see that collaborative work take place. And I think Heritage High School is a legacy for not just the Heritage community, but the entire city. And when we work together, the sky's the limit.
So what do you think is the best feature of the new Heritage High School? Is it the planetarium or is it the 30-lane bowling alley?
Yeah, well, you know what? We don't have either of those, but I'll tell you that the greatest feature for me is still from the very opening day when kids walked in and said, this isn't Heritage High School, this is Heritage University. And we just took a whole generation of kids and elevated their sight to something greater than just a high school diploma. If you get the new Heritage High School yearbook this year, it's filled with pages of the new school. I think for the future, we really raised the bar on what we expect from our kids and, frankly, what we expect from our community about education here in Lynchburg.
Are you afraid it's too easy to find your way into the main entrance of the school? With the old one, you could wander around and not really know exactly how to get into it. This one, it's pretty obvious. Do you think that's a problem? Kids don't work on their problem-solving skills?
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem. I don't think that's a problem at all. And honestly, it is just exciting that on Sunday, for the first time, our kids and their parents are going to get to graduate in an air-conditioned gym at Heritage High School. So I'm so excited about that, and the additional parking and the fields will be finished this fall, and then that school project will be complete. So I'm so happy that we got that building done on time and under budget, and it's really a triumph for the school system, for the city of Lynchburg, and for the whole community.
All right, fill in the blank here. I wish I could have blank.
I wish I could have solved all of Lynchburg City Schools' problems and have no more gaps, no more work to do. But I think the honest and most realistic response I can give is that there's always going to be work to be done in schools and in our institutions and in our society. It always has been and it always will. I got to see the blossoming of lots of great initiatives. I won't be able to see all of them come to completion, but I'm confident we have put the right leadership team in place in our central office and in our schools that will take Lynchburg City Schools to the next level. I am confident of that.
Is there somebody who you've been working with, one of your assistants you'd like to see as the new superintendent?
Oh, now. I'm not getting into the superintendent search.
Okay.
I think there are a lot of great folks inside our system and really outside the system, all around the state and the country, who will find Lynchburg an attractive place. We have had so many folks who have led in Lynchburg City to go on to other roles, whether Joe Spagnola to be state superintendent in the 80s. And I'm excited that a large system like Fairfax County took a deeper look at what was going on in Lynchburg City Schools and said what's good for Lynchburg is good for Fairfax. And I think more and more folks around the country are going to take notice about what Lynchburg City Schools is doing, and that bodes well for the future of the school system and, frankly, the entire community.
All right, so you only have a month left. It's official. The Fairfax County School Board voted you in as the new superintendent just last night. So with just a month left and you're going to be out of here, you can be completely honest with us. Is there anybody over the past 5 years that you've really just wanted to punch in the nose?
Well, no, I don't believe in violence to settle problems.
I studied
at the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown to be a diplomat, and I do think in the end diplomacy is still the best way to bring people together. Occasionally you have to draw a line in the sand, but I will say this: over time what I've seen is there are one or two voices, singular voices, that are out who relish being in the position of Dr. No. And the truth is, the future for all that ails Lynchburg City Schools is a community where we say yes instead of no. And that's still what I believe. And as I said earlier, the more and more we have folks out on the field. Look, lacrosse team, for the first time ever at EC Glass, will be playing for the state championship. Why? Because they've come together as a team more than ever before under Coach Ranuska. That kind of teamwork is what we need in a city. And we've had divisions over time from years and years ago that we've got to continue to heal, whether they're racial divisions, economic divisions, divisions in ideology. We've got to come together in this city and continue to press forward. We don't have to get everybody to agree on everything, but we can still find, and we have found, common ground to move forward as a city. And I know that's going to continue. That collaborative spirit, I hope, is one of the best legacies I leave here.
Scott Brabrand, outgoing Lynchburg School Superintendent. I hope we'll talk to you again before you go, but best of luck to you, okay?
Well, thank you both, and I hope things go well for you all in the future, too.